Monday, 11th of February. I mean, Saul Mary Chiswick. Ada Aleph or Ada Beis?
Ada Aleph or Ada Beis? Good question.
Not to be.
We have more paskins. There are more paskins. Someone was born in a regular year during the month of Adar. And when it comes to, if his bar mitzvah turns out to be in a leap year, bar mitzvah gets pushed off to Adar Sheni. It seems to be quite clear from the Ramah, Adar Sheni is the main one. It seems quite clear from the Ramah. No one's chilek. In fact, the Magen Avraham adds on, even if you're born in a leap year during the month of Adar Rishon, if your bar mitzvah turns out to be in a leap year, it gets pushed off to Adar Sheni, because everything happens in Adar Sheni. Everything happens. Even if you're born in Adar Rishon, bar mitzvah is always going to be pushed off to Adar Sheni. Everything happens in Adar Sheni. That's the Magen Avraham. Most of them believe if you're born in Adar Rishon, bar mitzvah is in Adar Rishon. It's only if you're born in a regular year, then things get pushed off to Adar Sheni. But if you're born in Adar Rishon, you're missing Adar Rishon. That's most of them. They got a yahrzeit, hit the 3 days. Someone has a yahrzeit in the month of Adar, and we have a minute to fast on the day of a yahrzeit. When do we fast? First, second, both. The Mechaber Paskins, Adar Sheni. The Ramah is Adar Rishon. The Yesh Machmirim, both. So, Adar Sheni. The Ben Tzion, the Orchon Neh, is a very interesting chiddush. He says, in a case where someone who was born in a leap year on the Lamed Adar Rishon, which is also first year of Chodesh Adar Sheni. Now, his bar mitzvah turns out to be in a regular year. When is his bar mitzvah? Do we say bar mitzvah is in the end of Adar? He was born Lamed Adar Rishon. Or do we say the mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh Adar? He's born Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So when is his birthday? End of Adar or beginning of Adar? He's born Lamed Adar Rishon, Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. When is the bar mitzvah? End of Adar or Rosh Chodesh Adar? Says the Ben Tzion, Lamed Adar Rishon is not Lamed Adar Rishon. It's Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Your birthday is Rosh Chodesh, your mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh Adar. That's Ben Tzion. The stipler says you can't ignore Lamed Adar Rishon, Lamed Adar Rishon. You can't ignore that. It's Rosh Chodesh Adar. Your bar mitzvah is going to be the end of Adar, which, by the way, in a regular year, there isn't a Lamed Adar. Be pushed off to Aleph Nissen. That's what the stipler says. See, Ben Tzion is very convinced, Orchanan is very convinced, your birthday is Rosh Chodesh Adar. Lamed Adar Rishon is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. It's not Lamed Adar Rishon, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar, but mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh Adar. The stipler says you can't ignore the fact that it's Lamed Adar, and therefore your birthday, but mitzvah is Lamed, which doesn't exist. It's going to be Aleph Nissen. The stipler. Ibn Yashin says, take the chumas of both. For a whole month, there's no aliyah for you. We're not sure if you're cotton or a godly yet. So for a whole month, we're undecided about you. So between Lamed Shvat and Aleph Nissen, you've got the chumras of both. That's what the two passages. The Maisa, with regard to Tanis, some people have a minig of fasting Zayin Ador. Chavakadishon, we're going to fast Zayin Ador tomorrow. Again, by the same shot, it's Zayin Ador Rishon, Zayin Ador Shein. This minig of fasting Zayin Ador, it seems to be different minhagim, and there's a straw they take on to fast Ador Sheini. And the Chutzlar is the minig since brought down. We fast on Adar Rishon. So it's just again, which one's the main one? Is Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? Another interesting chiddush that Ben Tzion brings down, he says, in a case where someone was born, Lamed Cheshvan, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. He's born Lamed Cheshvan, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. His bar mitzvah turns out to be a year when there is no Lamed Cheshvan. Cheshvan some years is Moleh, some years are Chasa. So he was born in a year where Cheshvan was Moleh. It was Lamed days of Cheshvan, which is also Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Bar mitzvah turns out to be a year when there is no Lamed Cheshvan. Now, when is the bar mitzvah? Do we say bar mitzvah is the end of Cheshvan, so therefore we'll bring it forward to Choftes Cheshvan, because the end of Cheshvan, Lamed Cheshvan, now is Choftes, or is your birth Rosh Chodesh Kislev? So what's Lamed Cheshvan? Is it Lamed Cheshvan, the end of Cheshvan? Or is Lamed Cheshvan the beginning of Kislev? That's the question. So if there are 30 days of Cheshvan, so there's no shah. You're born that day, your birthday is that day. But there is no Lamed Cheshvan. So do we say your birthday is the end of Cheshvan or out of Kislev? He says the same thing. Rosh Chodesh. Then Sion says, Lamed Cheshvan is not Elul Cheshvan, it's Aleph Kislev. And therefore, Yom Mitzvah is Aleph Kislev.
Somebody's born
29th of
February.
There we are. Their birthday. The Gabbai Yod side, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein is adamant. He says, there's no way if someone was Nifta on Lamed Cheshvan, and the next year Cheshvan has 29 days, there's no way you can bring it forward, the Yod side, to Choftes Cheshvan. He said, this man was alive, Choftes Cheshvan. How can you commemorate his Yod side, Choftes? You have to wait to Aleph Kislev. There's no way you can bring a Yod side forward. If your person was Nifta, Gabbai Yod side, if a person was Nifta on Lamed Cheshvan, there's no way the next year, if there's 29 days of Cheshvan, we can bring it forward to 29th of Cheshvan. We'll have to push off to Aleph Kislev. That's a Moshe Feinstein. The famous example brought down in Shulchan Aruch is the example of twins. Twins, the first one being born when it was still Choftes Adar Rishon, the second one born was already Aleph or Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So twins born in the twilight moments, the first one born at the end of Choftes Adar Rishon, the second one born when it's already Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, says the Shulchan Aruch, if the Bar Mitzvah is in the regular year, obviously the second one becomes Bar Mitzvah before the first one. The second one mitzvah becomes a mitzvah Rosh Chodesh Adar. He's born Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. And the first one becomes a mitzvah Choftes Adar, 29 days later. So although the first one's born first, the mitzvah 29 days later. That's the example Shulchan Aruch brings down. That's the Gabbai Bar Mitzvah. But the Shaila is, what about halachically, who's older? So twins, the first one was born when it was still Choftes Adar Rishon. Second one born was already Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. It's their bar mitzvah, the second kind of mitzvah, first. But halachically, who's got the status of the Godel? The guy mitzvah, Yibum. The Bechor is probably the first one that was born. Then the guy with Godel. The guy with Godel, halachic says the Godel, Yibum. Pidinaben is also the Bechor. Pidinaben is probably the Bechor as well, the first one born first. Petarechim, yeah. If it's not Bechor, it doesn't matter. Yeah, not Bechor, it doesn't matter. The Shalim's got a Godel. Who's halachically older?
Yerusha.
We get the Yerusha. Yerusha. No. Yerusha is Bechor, isn't it? Yerusha is Bechor. Yeah. But I got a Yibum. Yibum was a mitzvah, the Acha Godel. Who's the Acha Godel?
It's got a Kovod, also Acha Godel.
No, Kovod, Acha Godel. Who's the Acha Godel? So here there's 3 days. The Baal Halachas Ketanus, he's adamant that the second one is not only about mitzvah first, he now becomes a Godel always. He's a Godel first. He's a Godel. So although he was born second, since his bar mitzvah was Chodesh Adar, before the first one, he's halachically older than Chol Inyonim. The Ben Tzion Aruch Haner says, no, it's only got bar mitzvah or mitzvah first. The got a Godel, of course the first one born, he's a Godel. Of course he is. Some people hold, they alternate as follows. It's only for that month that the second one, who's bar mitzvah first, he remains a godel. But as soon as the second one becomes bar mitzvah, he reclaims that status of being godel and he remains a godel the rest of his life. It's only for that month where the second one is bar mitzvah before the first one, for that month the second one is a godel. But as soon as the second one becomes bar mitzvah, well, the first one becomes bar mitzvah second, he reclaims that status of a godel and he remains a godel for the rest of his life. That's what some people hold. The shaila regarding the halacha mishinichnas Adar Ma'abim Besimcha, is that only from Adar Sheni or Adar Rishon? The Yavetz is a guy from Rashi, who says the reason why Ma'abim Besimcha, Rashi Tani says, because you may nisim hoyil Yisrael, Purim or Pesach. Ma'abim Besimcha, because Adar is a time of nisim, time of miracles, Purim or Pesach. Says the Yavetz, it seems to be quite clear, that's the reason for Simcha, that's only Adar Sheni. As Farsemes also seems to be saying, so Farsemes says the whole reason why the Simcha and Mishnah Chazadar is because they were Menadev Eshkolim, and Eshkolim always donated the Simcha. So he says, obviously that's an Adar Sheni, we would have Eshkolim, Adar Sheni, Adar Rishon, therefore there's no amount of Simcha and Adar Rishon. That's what Farsemes seems to behold. Yet some people bring a Raya from the Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah says, Ein Bein Adar Rishon, L'Adar Sheni, Adar Mikra Megillah, Matonis Lev Yonim. It seems to be those are the only two exceptions, otherwise with regard to everything else, there's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. If Adar Sheni has Ma'abim Besimcha, Adar Rishon also has Ma'abim Besimcha. That's what it's like. Ein Bein seems to be, the Loshen Ein Bein seems to be, there's nothing else, no different besides those two. Yes, we're right.
The second one coming first. Why is that like that?
Sorry, sorry?
Why does the second one come first? Why
in the case of twins?
Why?
The first one was born when it was still Choftes Adorishan. Second one born when it was ready for Shchodesh Adar Sheni. But mitzvah is in the regular year. So the second one, his birth is Rosh Chodesh Adar. The first one's mitzvah is a Choftes Adar. Minyan li'inyan, also Minyan di'ayma, because it's brought down in Gemara Megillah. In the Gemara Megillah, we have here Daf Tesvav Medalef. It's different. Minyan li'inyan. Tesvav Medalef. The Gemara says, in the name of Rav. Rav says, Ve'yavoy Modcha. Ve'yavoy Modcha. Says the Gemara and Rav, that Modcha did an Avera. What Avera did he do? Heve Yom Rishon Shel Pesach B'Tavis. He committed an Avera, he decreed the Klal Yisrael shall fast. 14th. 15th, 16th of Nisan. So we fasted on Yom Tov. Modcha did not vary, but we fasted on Yom Tov. We did not vary by fasting on Yom Tov. Modcha did not vary. That's the Gemara. Asks Rabbi Yenis and Ibshitz, why do we pick on that Avera of fasting on Yom Tov? There's a bigger Avera involved. We all have a mitzvah of eating Kazayas Matzah, say the night. We have the mitzvah of Achilas Kazayas Matzah, say the night. So why do the Gemara pick on the Avera of fasting on Yom Tov? There's another Avera involved. We mevat le mitzvah achilas kezayis matzah, say that. This is the kasha the Yaris Rashi Beis Nevshitz asks. I'm going to share with you a few ways to answer that shayla. The Aruch HaNer says there's a machlokes in Medrash exactly if they fasted the 3 days and 3 nights. Or they only fasted the first day and night. The second and third day was only the daytime fast, not nighttime fast. Machlokes and Medrash. Were the 3 days Klal Yisrael fasted then, was it 3 days and 3 nights? Or was it the first day and night, and the second day and third day, but not second and third night? Says the Aruch HaNer, if we take on they only fasted first day and night, but the second and third day was the other nights, then we ate. We were able to eat, because I smelt it, day and night. They fasted 14th day and 14th night. Or 14th night and 14th day. They came to the 14th day by night, 15th night, then they were able to eat. So according to that, Pshat Dan Medrash, says, oh, no, we haven't got the kasha, we're able to eat because I had to say the night.
So what was the Gemara then? What was the...
Heve Yom Rishon Shel Pesach B'Tamis. We fasted the Yom Tov. Heve Yom Rishon Shel Pesach B'Tamis. Lots of the Gemara is.
And that's called the Tanis, if you fast
the
day.
If you
fast
the day,
yeah.
Even a day fast the day.
It's Yom Rishon Pesach. The first day was a day and night. The rest were not. Only Yom Rishon Shel Pesach B'Tamis. The first day was day and night. The rest was just the night. The rest was just the day.
Yeah. But that was Yom Rishon. The first day was 14th day. Was Erev Pesach? So Chanan says that if you hold the if according to the Medrash says they only fasted the first day and night, then we solve the problem. It brings another terrorist that perhaps they're only mekabel tanis from the Shia of a Kesevis, but they allow themselves to eat less than the Shia of a Kesevis on Yom Kippur. Like in Yom Kippur, the Shia Inui is only from a Kesevis. Less than a Kesevis, there's no Issa Daraisa eating Chatzis Shia. There's no Issa Daraisa otherwise eating less than. So perhaps when Mordechai decreed the Klal Yisrael fast on the 14th, 15th, and 16th, they were open Kabbal Tanis from a Shia of a Kesevis, which allowed them to eat a Kesevis Matzah, saying that Kesevis is less than a Kesevis. So they fasted and they ate. They fasted from the Shia of a Kesevis, but they ate the mitzvah of Achilas Kesevis Matzah. They did both. So the Sahara caught to that. So there was no problem with Kazai Smatsa, they were able to fast and eat at the same time. Fast and Kazai Smatsa, but Kazai Smatsa. That's the word. Two Kazai Sim. I don't know if that's a must, is that a requirement? It's one more from Moitz Smatsa, one from, yeah. That's not Kazai Smatsa, it's different. Yeah. Sorry? Avocosis. But the Aruch HaNer brings down, someone asked him a kasha on this. He said, in Megillah, Esther says, Sumo alai, fast for me, al tochlu v'al tishtu. Don't eat, don't drink. We know in the Torah, Loshna chile the sheh v'ka zayis. So if Esther decreed, al tochlu, al tishtu, it seems quite clear that Hanis was not eating v'ka zayis. that someone asked the words of the Megillah seem to be quite clear. They didn't just from Kabbalah, from Kesevis, even from Moshe Kazayas. Al Teichu Levav Tishtu.
Actually, the pasuk says Shloshes Yomim Laila V'Yoyim.
So someone asked, not to drink, seems quite clear that the Kabbalah even the Shiachil, even the Shaker's eyes. So I was the Shiachila, the word Achila, meaning Kazayas, that formula, that Achila means Kazayas, is in the Torah. In Kesubim, Megillas Esther, you can't be dying, Achila is not Kazayas. Achila can be Kazayas. So although normally in Torah we take on Achilles with Kazayas, Yom Kippur, which doesn't say Achilles, it's Inno, it's a Kesevas, Kesubim, Achilles could even mean the Kesevas. So although Esther said Al-Techlu, it can mean a Kesevas. That's what we answer back. But Achilles is still not happy. Achilles says, the B'chaim Moshe says, that even if they were only Mekabel Tanis, not to eat from Shei Kesevas, they still would not have been able to eat the Kazayas Matzah. Why not? Chatzishir. So though you makabel only for tifas from the Sheikh Kesevas, they still could not have possibly eaten Gezayis Matzah, although it's less than the Kesevas, it's Chatzishir also in that Torah. There we are, come see. Says Mechaim Moiza, says, the truth is, this is Machlokes, we've shown already, the Ram believes, if someone's Lehedia clearly and explicitly says, I'm only makabel Tanis from the Sheikh Kesevas, is he still have the Esal Chatzishir? If I clearly say I only want Makabal Tanis from the Kesevas, is he still committed or liable or accountable to this Chatzishir Osma Torah? The Ram brings down a Shittim who's showing him that perhaps Chatzishir is only by regular Avera. When it comes to if he explicitly said only want Makabal Tanis from the Kesevas, he's not included. There's no problem Chatzishir Osma Torah. If so, Ochanel will be solved. That Kashi of Mechaz is not a problem. But Achiez himself answers, he says, that Kashi is not Kashi. He says, because really, there's a way out. Even though the Makabal Tanis, they still could have possibly, they could have eaten the Kazayas Matzah. He says, we have a formula, we have a halacha, asei doicha, lois asei. So on the one hand, you have mitzvah asei, of eating Kazayas Matzah. On the other hand, you have an avera of breaking your Tanis. We should be saying, asei doicha, lois asei. Except for the fact that breaking a Tanis is not a lois asei. It's a lois asei v'asei. So although you have an assay on the one hand of eating Gezayis Matzah, that's not going to break and push away a lois assay v'assay. So he said, B'chaim Oizah, but that's only with regard to the Tanis. Chatzishir is only a lois assay. So the Tanis they had accepted on themselves from a Sheikh Kesevas, that involved a lois assay v'assay. That could not have been broken by mitzvah assay of eating Gezayis Matzah. But the Chatzishir of Matzah, that's only a lois assay. That could easily be pushed aside thanks to the Asel meeting Gezayis Matzah. Says B'chaim Moshe, if so, we saw the problem. There were only a couple of Tanis from Sheikh Kesevas. Aye, Chatzishir Osman HaTorah, that was pushed aside thanks to Asel Deuch HaLeis HaSeh. Sorry? Chatzishir?
It's
about the Tanis. What? Do I, sir? No, Tanis. No, the Makabal Tanis. It's a Neder. It's a Neder. It's a Lo Yachal Tvoro. The Makabal Tanis. Lo Yachal Tvoro. No, it's a Neder. So the Makabal Tanis. It's a Lo Yachal Tvoro.
It's a Lo Yachal Tvoro. It's a Lo Yachal Tvoro.
Yeah, but still, if you must become later, it's a later. Once you become something. No, any promise, anything, any kabbalah you make is become nidja mitzvah. Liyachad dvora, I believe. Yeah, it's a later comes. Except that's only a loser. That's only a loser. That's what the Achiez says. But the problem with Achiez is Mefurusha Tosfos in Kiddushin. Tosfos in Kiddushin says, brings down from Yishami, Kilal Yisrael ate and had a mitzvah of eating matzah. But they only ate matzah after bringing the korban, the oimah. They had to make sure the matzah wasn't eaten from chadosh. asks the Yerushalmi, what's the problem with eating matzah from Chodosh? Matzah is a mitzvah say, Chodosh is a loisa say, asay de chaloisa say, kash Yerushalmi. Says Yerushalmi, there's two turasim. When it comes to the asay of eating matzah, that asay was given before the Matan Torah. Asay given before Matan Torah is not de chaloisa say. As you show me, a rule. Asay de chaleis asay is asay that was given after Asay Shdebis, after the Matan Torah. The asay of Erev Tichu Matzis was given before Asay Shdebis. That can't push aside Aleis Asay Mitzvah Chadosh. One Teretz.
So
sorry? Sorry?
It's not so strong,
Asay? Yeah. Possibly. Asay Shdebis.
You ever wouldn't say Asay de chaleis when you take another month?
Sorry?
You have to take that
month, huh? No, I haven't asked that to eat matzah. Yeah, oh, you mean it's Eshle Kamshnem? Eshle Kamshnem?
Yeah.
But it could be before the Oymah. Yeah.
No, I think you
should
take another
month.
They didn't eat matzah because he couldn't eat matzah because it was Chodosh.
Yeah. I think that they hadn't brought Chodosh yet. There was no alternative. They hadn't brought Chodosh yet. The Gemara said they couldn't eat matzah because Chodosh, as you show me, there's a solution to some problem, yeah. You're right, had there been 2 months in the front of you, you can't say it's a dechlis.
They had no Yoshon, they only had none to
look at. But the second test which Tosfos brings down is, Asay dechlis is great, but the Asay only lasts for the first Kazayas. The second Kazayas, you've lost the Asay. Says Tosfos, we have a genuine concern. If we allow you to eat the first Kazayas because of Asay dechlis, you might not stop eating. We're not going to allow you to do Asay de Chaleis Asay because that Asay is only, it's got a time, it's got best before end. After the first Kazayas, you finish the Asay. Or you're concerned, you might come eating. Two reasons why we don't say Asay de Chaleis Asay, but it's of Chodosh.
Because they are
Shni
as well. Same thing.
Amalekai Gadol
also,
okay.
Asay de Chaleis
Asay. That's in the first period. Says, I asked Michael Kaufman, Lachiezer seems to be stuck. Lachiezer says they would have been allowed to break and push aside the Leusas of Chatzishi thanks to ourselves eating matzah. Asked Michael Kaufman, but these two Terutzim of Tosfos tell us quite clearly we don't say Asay Deuch Leusas about Mitzvah Matzah. Number one, the Mitzvah Matzah is Asay given before Asay Asad Dibros. Number two, that Asay only lasts for first Kazayas Matzah. So how could Achiez have said that they were allowed to push aside the Aver of Chatzishi Osman Atera thanks to Asay Deuch Elois Asay, that Asay Deuch Elois Asay doesn't apply to Asay Viti Matzah?
There's also Chiv Asay which comes later, after the
Asay is a Kesech Kemadivon. Another teretz brought out from the tshuva in Or Chaner, he says they were able to fast and eat matzah. How? They ate a shaloi kederech achila. Eating a shaloi kederech achila, you get the mitzvah, you don't get avera. You get the mitzvah eating matzah, but you don't get avera breaking your fast. So when it came to that year when the Klal Yisrael ate or fasted and ate, then the shaloi kederech achila brought down Or Chaner. Shaloi kederech achila. Although, it seems to be, all these Torahs seem to be at Sarachim of Megmorin Yevomis. The Gemara Yevomis tells us, brings a raya, that's possible for a person to eat, to live, 3 days and three nights without eating, a raya from Esther Malka. The Gemara Yevomis brings a raya from the Tsoim of Esther Malka, where Klal Yisrael fasted 3 days and three nights, a raya from there, it's possible to live without eating for 3 days and three nights. All these Torahs seem to believe they did eat. So what's the raya, the Gemara Yevomis? Another final answer brought down is that perhaps the Taka didn't eat matzah. They didn't eat matzah. They fasted properly without eating matzah. They ate nothing. For 3 days, three nights, they ate nothing. Ate nothing. When the Gemara says Vayavi Matcha, only Matcha did an Avera because they fasted on Yom Tov, of course there's another Avera. The Matla Mitzvah Chilis Kzayas Matzah. Why are we picking on the Avera fasting in Yom Tov? Because that Avera was only done by Matcha. Klai Yisrael were allowed to fast in Yom Tov. Be'ez Tzorah were allowed to fast in Yom Tov. It's only Mordechai Yodas Kol Asher Naso. Mordechai saw the Yeshua in place already. For him, it wasn't such an Ace Tzorah. And he fasted, that was Navera. So Vayavim Mordechai, you're right. Klai Yisrael fasted 3 days, 3 nights, didn't eat at all. And the Mabashim Mitzvah Achilles Gzayis Matzah. Why is it that Gemara only focuses on the Avera of fasting an octave? Because that Avera was only committed by Mordechai. Klal Yisrael were allowed to fast, because they were on a Torah. Mordechai, Yodas Kol Asher Naso, he didn't know what was happening. He knew what was happening. He wasn't allowed to fast. That was done by Mordechai. So Vayavim Mordechai. The Avera Mordechai did was Avera of fasting on the octave. But the Avera of Gzayis Matzah, that was committed by everyone. No one ate matzah. According to this terrorist, absolutely, they ate, they fasted, they ate, drink, nothing.
Mordechai
did. So then you have two? Yeah, Mordechai did. But the Avera, Mordechai did not Avera. What Avera did he only commit? No one else committed. The Avera fasting in Omtiv.
Matzah?
Matzah everyone committed. Matzah, the Avera, everyone did. Sorry?
Eitzara?
Eitzara, but that allows the fasting in Omtiv on Shabbos, but to Matzah mitzvah all that. That could possibly not be done. So Mordechai was the one who committed. This is brought down. This is minute in. It's a two nonim. Finish off here. Shkoch for inviting me.
Shkoch. You. That was one of us.